1 John chapter 2, verse 1 is where we begin. Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 John 2, 1, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Notice, one of the reasons God gives us his word is to keep us from sin. The more of the word that we put in us, the less interested we'll be in sin. And that's because the closer we are to God, the less we want to sin. Look at verse 1 again. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. When a Christian sins, Jesus defends us. We do not deserve his help, but still, he reminds the Father that his perfect righteousness has been credited to our account. Jesus says, they are unrighteous, but I am righteous for them. Verse 2. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. God is a God of justice. When he punishes sinners, it isn't God blowing off steam. It is God satisfying his holy justice. And Jesus was satisfying God's justice on our behalf on the cross. God was punishing Christ for our sins. That's why anyone who says that we Christians must pay for our sins is denying the atoning sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3, we know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. Do not look for the assurance of your salvation in the fact that you were baptized or you prayed the so-called sinner's prayer. A hatred for sin, a desire to please God, and confession when we fail, those are the only things that can give us the assurance of our salvation. Verse 4. The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. If someone says, Jesus is my Savior, I know him, he's just not my Lord, God says they're lying. He is neither their Lord or their Savior. Verse 5. But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know that we are in him. One should never feel secure about their salvation unless obedience to God characterizes their life. Verse 6. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. In other words, the faith that saves is a faith that also makes one holy. The faith that saves is a faith that also makes one like Jesus. Jesus was devoted to God, and Jesus was compassionate to people. And if that is not the direction of a person's life, then their claim to be in Christ just rings hollow. Verse 7. Dear friends, I'm not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. The command to be devoted to God and kind to our fellow man has been with us since the beginning of the church. It's built right into us from birth, actually. No one can say, I didn't know I was supposed to do that. It comes from the witness in our conscience and in creation. Verse 8. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him, excuse me, and you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. The basic command is old, but Jesus shed new light on the extent of it. For example, he said, you know the commandment, thou shalt not kill. But I say to you, do not even hate someone. If you hate someone, you have murdered them in your heart. That's what Jesus said. A Christian will want to obey the letter of the law, but they will also want to obey the spirit of the law, as Jesus did, and as he instructed us. That's what a real Christian will want to do. Verse 9, anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness. In other words, anyone who hates another, or does evil to another, or wants to do evil to another, is out of touch with Jesus. It is a sin to even desire such a thing. It's a sin to desire doing evil to others. And it should be confessed. Verse 10. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble. Living in the light, excuse me, means to be in fellowship with Christ. And that person will have the love of God in them. And that will keep him from wanting to hurt someone else. That love will also keep them from holding a grudge against anyone who has hurt them. Verse 11. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded him. A professing Christian who hates someone, especially another Christian, is a professing Christian only. They have no understanding of God. They are in darkness. They do not know God. And their lack of wisdom and their lack of decency gives them away. And the darkness they walk in is going to result in all sorts of trouble for them too. Verse 12, I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. It's amazing to realize that a miserable, vile sinner can be completely forgiven by God. But that's what happens when one repents and receives Christ as Lord and Savior. Verse 13, I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. Fathers refers to those who were converted on or shortly after the day of Pentecost. In the young church, they've been saved the longest. And so he says, I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. Young men are those who are well grounded in God's word. They are able to discern right and wrong. They're able to discern what is true and what is false. They would not be easily deceived. And then the last part of verse 13, I write to you, dear children, because you have known the Father. Every Christian is a dear child of God. A real Christian knows God, like a child knows their parent. Our children do not just know about us, they know us. And Christians do not just know about Jesus, they know Jesus. That's the difference between those who have a have religion and those who have Jesus. 14. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Notice they are strong because the word of God lives in them. They are strong because the word of God lives in them. You know, there is no quick fix to spiritual immaturity. There is no technique to becoming a holy Christian. A steady diet of the Word of God is the thing that will bring those things to pass. 15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Do not love the world or anything in the world. There's not enough separation from the ungodly things in this world by some who call themselves Christians today. If music or television or movies carry an ungodly message, Christians should stay away. The world's values should not dictate a Christian's actions. And I doubt that they are saved, if that's the case. Especially if it's done consistently and with full consent of their will, without repentance, without confession. 15 again, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The Bible says that God's love is poured into the soul of a Christian. Therefore, someone does not love what God loves and hate what God hates, there's no evidence that they belong to God. The character test is very telling. 16. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The cravings of sinful man refer to wanting what God says is wrong. Say it again. The cravings of sinful man refers to wanting what God says is wrong. Lust of the eyes refers to looking at the wrong things, which then leads to wanting the wrong things. The psalmist says, I will place no wrong thing before my eyes. And then there's sinful pride also mentioned here in this verse. Pride that is sinful has a self-focus. Look at me. I have this. Look at me. I can do this. Boy, I'm really something. Of course, they forget that they are nothing without God, and that anything that they have is actually a gift from God. Verse 17. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. The things of this world are a flash in the pan. They have no lasting value at all. They have no eternal value at all. They start, they flourish, and they end in this world. At death, there's no difference between the rich and the poor. 17 and 18. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. Dear children, this is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know that it is the last hour. An Antichrist is any person or system that opposes Christ or corrupts the gospel of salvation in some way. Verse 19. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. God's elect do not reject Christ. The elect persevere in their faith. They don't turn their back on Jesus. The Bible says the righteous also shall hold to his ways. Verse 20. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. Christians have an inward teaching from the Holy Spirit. We can be misled for a time, but God is the good shepherd, and he teaches his sheep. Jesus in us brings us back to the knowledge of the truth. Verse 21. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. When someone teaches something contrary to Scripture, it is a lie. The Bible is truth, and since no lie comes from the truth, any unscriptural teaching is an untruth and should be rejected immediately. Verse 22. Who is the liar? It is the man who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Anyone who rejects Jesus as Lord, Savior, and the Creator God is rejecting God the Father as well. The monotheistic religions of the world do not have the one true God if they reject the fact that Jesus is the Lord and the God, the only Son. Jesus is the mediator between God and man, so if you reject the mediator, you reject God's way of bringing you to him. 23. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Verse 24. See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. In other words, keep believing the core truths about Jesus. Keep believing that he is God, Lord, and the only Savior. We are saved by faith, but if one does not have faith in these truths, then they're not saved. If somebody doesn't believe these truths, they're not saved. If you don't believe that Jesus is God, Jesus is Lord, and Jesus is the only Savior, you're not saved. Someone says, well, I have nothing to worry about because I have believed, and at one point, I have believed. I prayed the sinner's prayer. And therefore, I'll never stop believing. Well, then God wasted his breath by telling us to see to it that what we have believed remains in us. It's a command to persevere. 24 and 25. See to it that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. You see, it's not a given. He commands us to make sure that it remains in us. If it does, you will also remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he promised us, even eternal life. He was not talking about fellowship in verse 24. He was saying, keep believing the truth about Jesus so you can have fellowship with God. he wasn't saying, keep believing the truth about Jesus so you can have fellowship with God. He was talking about salvation, which verse 25 makes very clear. Eternal life is the prize for hanging on to the truths about the Lord Jesus Christ. Next time, verse 26.